top out at 51 today. We've got a guest in studio, Lisa. The Blue Star Family Appreciation Event is going on here this weekend. Tell us about it.
Well, the Blue Star Family Event is for active duty families. So someone that has a loved one serving in the military currently, they could be active duty, guard, or a reserve family. We would like to invite them out to Active Generations for a day of fun and relaxation.
Just kind of something to do. Now, is this for people who are actually overseas, or is it for anybody who's in...
It would be for their family. So, say the husband
is
overseas, it'd be for the mom and children to come out and have just a stressless event.
Now,
just enjoy.
I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but do you know what kind of number... How many soldiers, like, from our area are overseas right now where this is affecting? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
I apologize.
No, that's fine. I... totally put you on the spot there, but
yeah, way to go.
Hey, I was curious. So but
like
it
this.
Is a
they
lot
have
though
chair massages
exactly
going on
for those
like
stressed
that.
Out mothers if they're
perfect.
Yeah, we have so many fun events for the kids. We have carnival games. We have the Sanford Children's Zoo Mobiles coming with the animals for them to interact with, and we have the Sioux Falls Police and Fire Rescue are bringing their fire trucks. So a lot of fun kids events. And
and also giving away a grand prize, it looks like, too.
Exactly. One lucky family gets a grand prize. It's a one-night stay at the Spring Hill Suites, two $50 restaurant gift cards, and a $100 Visa shopping card.
Very
really nice.
Nice.
And won't that be nice just
yeah.
before the holidays?
Yeah, yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
It would be perfect. Absolutely. So it's happening this Saturday. It's from 10:30 to 1, and it's right at Active Generations, right?
It is. It's we're easy to find. We're right behind the Western Mall, kind of behind Shields and the West Mall Theaters. And we like people to call if they think they can come. Our main number is 336-6722.
For the longest time, I had no idea where Active Generations was. You know how I discovered where you were?
How?
Because that light at Kiwanis and 49th, if you want to go left, it's red forever.
Exactly.
So I cut down 46th Street. And then I'm like, oh, there's where Active Generations is.
There you are.
That was how I found out where it was. I never knew that. But
yep.
That's a good tip, by the way, if you're planning on turning left at 49th.
That is a good tip.
In Kiwanis. Yeah.
Good to know.
The Blue Star Family Appreciation Event, it is this Saturday, 10:30 to 1 at Active Generations. Lisa, thanks for stopping in.
Thank you.
I got a story here that is kind of interesting. Guess what the percentage of people or men that have facial hair in the U.S.?
In the U.S. that wear it daily?
That have some kind of facial hair.
Okay. I think pretty high, 60%, 70%.
Well, you pretty much nutted it right there. 64%.
Nice.
Of American men say they have facial hair. And women seem to be pretty cool with that. 80% of American women say they like facial hair on a guy. Women voted a goatee as the best type of facial hair. And the worst type of facial hair?
What you got going on?
No.
Oh. The soul patch?
The soul patch.
Agree.
It's so cheesy.
It's a little weird.
I'm very mysterious. Look at my patch of hair under my lip.
It's a little weird just because it's just one little area. I don't quite get it.
Especially when it's the small one.
Yeah.
Now, if it's the bigger one that kind of goes down and it's like
no,
all the way under
weird.
The chin. Mm-mm. Well, that's still kind of weird. Yeah. My least favorite isn't even that one, though. My least favorite is the chin fur goatee.
The chin fur?
Only the chin.
Oh, yeah.
Commonly worn by dudes who cannot grow hair over their lip.
Yeah.
Or it's too thin and looks ridiculous.
I must ask you a question.
Speaking of mustaches, 50% say their father had a mustache, beard, or both, which means facial hair is more popular today than it was 3, 4, or 5 decades ago, including the 70s. Now, if you had like mutton chop sideburns, does that count as facial hair?
I don't think so. I think it's a continuation of your hair on top.
I was a little disappointed Joe Mauer has kind of slowly over the years shortened up the sideburns.
Sad.
They used to go that skinny sideburn all the way almost to his jaw.
I like it on him.
Isn't it a little cheesy?
No. It's very Elvis.
I always find it funny when I see one of his Head and Shoulders commercials. Especially the one that's airing right now where he's like waiting for a pop fly behind the plate to come down and this girl's talking to him in the stands. Oh yeah, I got time. What's up? And his hair is just perfect. Which is kind of tongue in cheek because it obviously wouldn't be perfect if it's under a catcher's mask and
right,
helmet.
Right, exactly.
But... even when he's out in public, his hair never looks that great. He totally does it like a dude who just doesn't care.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
He doesn't like do the messy sculpted. I mean, he's basically shaving his head and combing it. Is about all he's doing with his hair.
And yet he's doing
a Head and Shoulders commercials. I find it amusing. I wonder if he has a deal in the contract where he has to keep his hair so long now.
Probably.
That he's doing those ads.
I would guess so.
I bet it has to be at least like 1 inch long or something like that.
I would think so.
Yeah. You're going to keep cashing those checks.
Well, I mean, if you shaved your head, there's no really use for using Head and Shoulders.
No, not really. You could use bar soap.
Yeah.
That would dry
your skin out.
It would. Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Kids are like farts. You don't mind your own, but other people's are unbearable.
We have got dirt coming up shortly. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7. Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Justin Bieber says his life would have been bad if he wouldn't have been discovered, or if he wouldn't have discovered music, because his family was in a cycle of poverty. But now that he's made it, he says he won't stop until he's created an empire. Justin Bieber is worth roughly $110 million, and that's expected to double over the next 2 years. Yeah. One of Tom Cruise's security guards tased a guy twice after he climbed over a wall at Tom's house early yesterday morning. Turns out it was a guy who was living on an adjacent property. He was hammered, apparently thought that it was his own place. Tom's attorney says that he won't pursue charges.
Whoops.
And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Don't tase me, bro. Don't tase me. It's 9:32. We've got a follow-up to Matt Berelek and his corn dogs.
Oh, good.
After LMFAO, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Put your hands up. This is a stick-up. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 9:36.
I'll tase you, bro.
Don't tase me, bro. Okay. So earlier this morning there was a story about how, the Republican Party of South Dakota did a video. It has gone viral on YouTube. And so far, let me look again, see how many, so far 117,000 views of the likes and dislikes, 216 likes, 1,507 dislikes.
Yeah.
If you missed this earlier, it's really the most ridiculous, funny attack ad ever.
Ever.
Now, I haven't seen it run on TV. It's 2 minutes and 40 seconds long, so...
It's probably just a online video.
Probably. And here is the, it's talking about how, oh, he went to college at the University of Glasgow, and he studied at Cambridge. What a jerk.
Yeah. What a jerk for having
a master's degree.
Cool experience. Sheesh. In life too.
And there is some political speech in it, like, oh, he's a environmentalist who's in favor of cap and trade and blah blah blah, and okay, whatever. That's really the only issue they actually bring up in the ad.
Yeah. Considering this isn't really an issue.
But the one they really hammer home, the one they save for the end.
Oh yeah.
The dagger.
Beep, beep, beep.
Was the corn dog party.
2006, Matt Berelek hosts a raucous National Corn Dog Day party in his swanky D.C. neighborhood, serving more than 1,000 corn dogs, 1,200 beers, and a 150-pound ice luge for consuming shots of Jägermeister.
I'm impressed by the size of the luge.
Yeah.
150
pound? That's a big one.
Yeah.
I've seen the ice luges before, and I never saw a 150-pounder.
That's a big one.
So basically, because he 6 years ago was at a party where he
hosted it, so the and a swanky neighborhood. So they say.
Oh yeah, and a swanky neighborhood. Yeah, because Republicans don't have money either.
Yeah, you know.
And then by the way, just so everyone's clear, we are not like advocating Matt Berelek.
Nope.
That's not what we're doing here. We're pointing out a really stupid video.
Exactly.
And pointing and laughing. That's all we're doing here.
Pointing and laughing at the ridiculousness
now,
of it.
Now, this National Corn Dog Day, they have a website.
Hey, by the way.
It's corndogday.com.
I was curious when the date was of National Corn Dog Day.
Not relevant at the moment.
Okay.
They have a video as well. Now, at the first glance at this website, it was, I'm like, oh, no, is this like some actual political party? Because it says register your party. Party. What? As it turns out, no. It's a very tongue-in-cheek political party. Here's their video on the homepage.
Tired of the empty political rhetoric? National Corn Dog Day is behind you, bald eagle percent. If you're like me, and by me, I mean America, then Corn Dog Day Liberty football game, Melon Camp. Corn dogs are meats on sticks, united as one with Wheatfield Bikini Girl baseball catch with dad. Because Corn Dog Day stands for truth, community, see-through flag, tractor, battleship, fireworks. National Corn Dog Day, because America.
Yeah.
I can't believe he would have been involved with such a thing.
I'm just so shocked by all of this.
Yeah.
Honestly. And the fact that they didn't even look up what corn dogging means that they use in their slam.
Yeah, before you write an ad, you should always do Urban Dictionary.
Well, you should at least Google.
And if you're going to use something out of the norm, even if you're using something that's normal, the way you phrase it, make sure it doesn't mean something naughty, which turns out it does.
Yeah.
Another funny thing,
so
too,
proud
is the,
of it.
They are their Twitter account, the SDGOP Twitter account, says, Sodak Dems. Thanks for the help. Every time you or Matt for SD whine about this ad is another contribution or supporter calling in. Okay.
Right. This is just ridiculous. Seriously, how did somebody not at least Google the term corn dogging before they would put it in the ad?
That's the part you keep focusing on because you live in Urban Dictionary?
No, I don't live in Urban Dictionary. That's the part that annoys me the most because that's what their focus is on.
It annoys me that they blamed a guy who was 31 years old at the time for having
a party.
He did the triple-double, which the triple-double, according to corndogday.com, is 10 corn dogs, 10 drinks, beer or soda.
Yeah.
I believe they said PBR or Jones soda were their preferred ones.
Okay.
And then 100 tater tots.
Hmm.
So it's basically an eating.
Holy cow.
Oh, I know. That is a lot of tater tots. That's a ton of tots.
And apparently he did that.
Yeah. So he did that in 2006.
What was it? What is that triple double?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. So now we know that.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean,
so
maybe he had grape soda when he was doing his triple double. Didn't say that he was drinking PBR.
No, but even if he was drinking beer, so what?
Who cares? This is America, right?
Wow, that's some serious venom there, GOP. He drank beer and ate corn dogs and tater tots.
Wow.
And was in a place where they served Jägermeister shots out of an ice luge.
Luges are cool.
They are pretty awesome.
They really are.
Anyway. So, Heroes of the Day. I'll post both of these videos on the website here. Heroes of the Day are next. Hang on. How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? It is 9:50. I know you were dying to get the information out. In fact, someone even texted you about it, but you were about to jerk the wheel and pull us into the ditch.
I was not going to jerk the wheel.
So I wouldn't let you say it, but go ahead. What about National Corn Dog Day?
It's on March 17th, also St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, St. Patrick's Day is on the 17th this year?
It always is.
Oh, okay.
Every time he's a hero.
Heroes of the Day brought to you by Martini's at 57th and Louise. We'll give away a $50 party tab to Martini's on Friday. Hero of the Day, Melgo.
I wonder if they make green corn dogs that day.
Maybe.
Anyway, a man has been arrested for driving while intoxicated in Stearns County, that's in St. Cloud, Minnesota, twice within 21 hours. Sheriff's officials say the 20-year-old man was arrested about 3:30 a.m. Saturday in Waite Park after he was stopped for speeding. He was released about 7 a.m. and was arrested about 17 hours later after police received a complaint about his driving. In another alcohol-related case, a woman was arrested for driving under the influence when she came to the Stearns County Jail on Friday night to pick up her husband, who had also been arrested for drunk driving. Sheriff John Sanner tells St. Cloud Times that having someone arrested for DWI who's supposed to be sober and picking up an inmate arrested for drunk driving is more common than most people think.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's go pick up my husband and I'm wasted.
Yeah. I'm not drunk. I'm just buzzed. Last Thursday night, 40-year-old Tracy Joyce of Winter Park, Florida, had his blue Volvo stolen. The next day, he was driving in his other car, and believe it or not, he spotted the thief driving his Volvo. So he called the cops. They pulled over the Volvo, and it was being driven by a guy who had stolen it, 18-year-old Roger Donnell Johnson. The cops were able to box him in, so Roger took off running. He had bad luck when Tracy spotted him in the car, but Roger had even worse luck when he started running. Because Roger had a .44 caliber handgun in his waistband. And when he tried to jump over the bridge, the gun went off.
No.
And Roger accidentally shot himself in the right calf.
Oh.
He was arrested for grand theft of a motor vehicle, resisting arrest, carrying a concealed firearm, and aggravated assault. That's why they have holsters.
Exactly.
They protect the trigger.
They do.
Time for us to scoot. Ben is in next. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 104.7.com.